Yes, you're speaking with Apple support
right.
team right now. How can I help you? Okay, sir. Can you just help me out with the order ID, or you can help me out with your first name and your last name? So I just check on my side and do let you know. All right, sir. Give me a second, sir. Let me check on my side. I will do let you know what's going over here. Okay. Can you hear me? Thank you for holding the line, sir. Let me tell you, as we can see, sir, from our side, we receiving a charge for a Apple AirPods Pro. Okay. So that is the reason we sending you the message for the confirmation. Are you the one who placed these kind of charge or someone else? So can you just confirm me? Okay. So let me explain you, sir. As I can see from our side, we receiving and you told me you are not the one who placed this order for the Apple AirPods. That means your personal detail has been compromised, sir. And that is why you're receiving these kind of charge. So right now you want to cancel this order, correct? Which you received. Okay. So right now I will help you out, sir, to cancel these kind of charges. Can you just tell me, do you have any device like computer or a laptop with you so I can guide you what you need to do? Okay, so right now are you in front of your computer? Is your computer on? Okay, and you're using a Windows computer, right? Can you hear me? Okay, so I believe in your Windows computer, sir, you have a Google Chrome. Can you just take your time and open your Google Chrome? Or do you have any another browser? You have a Microsoft Edge, right? Okay. Can you just take your time and open the Microsoft Edge? And once you open it, what do you see on your screen? Okay. And can you see at the very top, there's a search address bar over there where you can type or search. Or can you just open a new tab? Is it open? Okay. Now, once you're in the new tab, have a look at the very top, the address bar where you can type or search for a web address. You need to type over there and you need to type in a lower case. Are you ready? Okay. Now you need to type O as an orange, B as in boy, L as in lion, I as in ice cream, V as in Victor, E as in echo, put a dot like a period and type L as in lion, I as in ice cream, V as in Victor, E as in echo. Now read me back what you type. Sorry? Okay. Erase the life. Okay, after dot, you need to type help, H-E-L-P, help. Once you type oblife.help, you need to click on search. Now, what do you see? Okay, now I believe you need to open the Google Chrome. Do you have the Google Chrome on your computer? You don't have Google Chrome, okay? And what, and you type in the lower case or you use the upper case? All are in the lower case. Okay. And where you type at the very top, the search address bar, the long panel, you need to type at the very top. Do it again and let me know what do you see. Sorry. Okay. And can you just look at the bottom? There says visit this site anyway. Something like that. Refresh. Okay. Go back to your... Okay. Click over there at the search bar. I will give you the new one. Type over there. Are you ready? Just type www.anydesk.com. A as in Apple. N as in Nancy. Y as in Yahoo. D as in dog. E as in echo. F as in Sam. K as in Kevin. anydesk.com. Click on search. Okay, and you see, and do you see at the middle of the screen there is an orange box? It says download now. Click on download now. Now once you click on download now, yes, now you see the new page coming up on your screen. Okay, now look on your keyboard. In your keyboard extreme left hand side bottom corner, do you see the control button, the CTRL key? Press the control button, keep it hold, and press the letter J as in Joker, J as in Jerry, and release it same time. Once you press both key, do you see the download page is open now on your screen? At the very top, what do you see? Read me out. It says anydesk.com or it says anydesk.exe. Just double click over there. Okay, just give me a time. All right, give me a second, okay? Let me check on my side. I will do let you know. All right, second. Okay, sir. Now, can you just read me out the address number? Okay. Now, can you just read me out once again the address number? All right, sir. Now, I'm just connect you with the Apple Secure Server. Okay. Just give me a time. And apart from this computer, do you have any another device or just only this computer? Sorry. And where are you? Okay. And where are you calling? Seattle, Washington. Okay, now have a look on your computer. You see the warning, okay? The security warning on your screen. You need to give the permission. Click on I trust this call. Now what do you see? All right, now just give me a second. What do you see on your screen?